Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Marion County woman is leading by example, showing us that the artist within us doesn't have to slow with age. Let's go in-depth with Rowena Hoover of Pella. Well, Rowena, how does it feel to have your own exhibit at the Joan Kuiper Farver Gallery in Pella?
Kind of blows me away.
It's pretty neat, isn't it?
I like it.
And you have a wide variety of paintings and at least a couple of media. You have oils and watercolors, pastels.
Yeah. People ask, you know, what medium you like best? Oil, acrylic, pastel, pencil? Whatever I'm working on, that's my favorite.
You just have an idea and you decide.
I do. When I get my idea, I think what I'm going to do that in, and a lot of pictures have various mediums in them. Whatever works.
Whatever works.
Because sometimes, like an oil, I might start out with acrylic. Because that dries really fast, you know, and then you can paint. With oil, you have to wait till it dries.
You pull themes from nature, from today, from you've got your grandkids, you have your family. You just decide that you just have a vision of something that you want to represent. How do you go about that thinking process?
If I run out of ideas, I go through my scrapbooks. And that's where all of the people pictures, you know, because like that one and that one were just little black and whites.
Well, now those are two very interesting. I was going to suggest we start with those because those are family pictures mm-hmm. that you got from old black and white photos. Mm-hmm. And there's a painting of a bunch of children called Cousins. Mm-hmm. But you just told me that one of those cousins is your dad.
Mm-hmm. And the other is his sister. That was 1917 or thereabouts.
1917, and so you captured a moment uh-huh. from their childhood, a beautiful summer day.
And I made up some of it. I mean, all of those people weren't the girl on the left, Grace, was not in the original photo. So I had to find some other pictures of her and put her in there. And there's two other little kids that were obviously taking naps that aren't in there at all, like two-year-olds.
Well, let's go a little closer to it.
And this is the Indiana limestone that they're sitting on. And the house was not in the picture, but I have other pictures of the house, so I put it in there with the chickens.
Chickens in the...
Way back there by the porch.
Well, it's idyllic. It's I can just tell they had a wonderful summer when they were kids.
Yeah.
And you have detail. You know, faces are so hard to do, and you captured their joy, their excitement, their wonder.
I like to do people. Not everybody likes to do people.
Not everybody can do people.
Well, both.
So this is your father sitting on the end.
This is my father. These boys are both named James.
James has overalls on. Your father has shorts.
James Beebe and James Mason. And they had to put up with all these girls.
Well, yeah, there's how many? One, five, six girls here?
And there were two more, like I said, that weren't even in there. But it amazes me what kind of lives come out of small rural areas. One of these, two or three of these girls were authors, published authors. One was a concert pianist. Another was with Radio Free Europe way back in those days. She married a pastor, Methodist pastor.
So out of this small town setting, mm-hmm. they mm-hmm. went and did wonderful
they
things.
They did all those, and their dad was a horticulturalist in Indiana, and the last I knew, some of his inventions were still being used.
We managed to capture sort of the relaxed limbs yeah. of children and just their... I don't know, just something about their beauty and grace. You just captured it in the mm-hmm. image here.
They didn't have all those modern inventions. They had to play with each other.
Well, yeah, they don't have their little game
no,
boys
they
and
don't.
DS's.
They had to play with each other.
like a great place to play. And here's some more children playing.
And those are my children. My husband was a United Methodist pastor, and this is one of the pastorates that we had in Mount Union, Iowa.
This is titled The Sandbox Trio. They're in an old, a big tractor tire sandbox.
And she was not in that picture. It was just the two of them in the picture. So I found another picture of her. Well, her cousin was in this picture, and I took him out and put her in there.
You just compose it how you want to see
mm-hmm.
it.
Like.
Wonderful. And the little guy's been playing, I can tell. He's got a torn, his jeans are torn.
Those are his holy jeans.
For playing. And then here, generate, and that's a different medium. That's watercolor. That is. Yeah, this one's watercolor.
Yes. But and that is pure acrylic. I think this is a mixture. Wow. And this is my brother, who is also in that picture.
What is he there, 5 years old?
I bet he's three.
Three. Sitting next to...
And our cousin Douglas, Scott, and our great-grandmother, Sarah Scott, from Ontario, Indiana, and the picture of the water is where, you know, that's Pigeon River, and that flowed along by this house. The older I get, the more I look like her.
Well, we have to tell people. Do you mind if we tell people how old you are?
I'm 85.
85.
Grateful.
Yeah, I bet. 85. And so you're just time traveling is what you're doing.
Right.
And active. And these paintings, there. You know, I know you've done some things that we've talked about before that you've done over many years, but mm-hmm. some of these have dates of this year and mm-hmm. recent years. You're still mm-hmm. active painting.
Oh, keeps me out of trouble, I think.
Feeding the lambs.
Mm-hmm. And this was at another pastorate. And, no, actually, it was the same pastor. We were out in the country visiting people. And my parents came to visit, and my dad took this picture. And Paul and his lamb were not with the girls, but I put him there.
I don't know how else to compare it, but these are very Norman Rockwell-esque.
Yeah, they are. They're not necessarily popular in this day and age, but sometimes I try to do more contemporary, and I don't know how.
Well, there's nothing wrong being compared to Norman Rockwell. Images of Americana.
Well, he was not considered a very good artist. When he went to art school, they told him he'd never make it. He'd find another job.
Well, he's one
so,
ho,
ho.
He's one of America's most famous artists of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
He captures an innocence and a beauty and tells stories. And
I think it's something that we long for, a peace. I mean, we always talk about the good old days, but then you have to include all the sorrowful things that happened before we had modern medicine, say. So they weren't all good old days. But there is, as you said, there's an innocence. We had to play with each other. We didn't have our cell phone or whatever, our iPad, to keep us from making eye contact.
Sure.
So, but, you know, little lambs are so aggressive. And just soon after Dad shot this picture, she said, yikes, and she dropped the bottle and ran. Because, you know, he was just really pushing at her.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the artist Rowena Hoover. Well, I think this one here in the Story Hour, I think that might be my favorite. And you're in it.
I'm in it.
These girls are wearing beautiful dresses. Which one are you?
I'm in pink.
You're in the
pink. We had these cousins, these second cousins they were. And they were enough older than we that periodically we got boxes of clothes. And a lot of them came from there. In 1936, we were kind of coming out of the Great Depression, and we didn't know whether we were fashionable or not, you know?
Well, I presume that your mother reading Grimm's fairy tales to you.
Right.
To you, a boy sitting on her lap.
Martha, Rowena, John, Florence, and there's been two copies made of this.
Well, it's beautiful. I must say I love this green dress.
And I remember that green dress. I just couldn't remember what I was wearing. I remember Florence's dress. John was about three there.
When you're on an overstuffed couch,
yeah.
And I see in the background a globe, the mail, looks like coming in, and books.
We were a reading family.
Beautiful. You can tell. And you say that your father was starting to experiment
mm-hmm.
with photography
mm-hmm.
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've recreated this and added a new person, anyway. And so you look at some of the old images, and then you recreate
mm-hmm.
them in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Then I can see them. My brother-in-law wanted the original, and I said no. So he took a copy, because my sister, his wife, died a couple of years ago. And he said, I never knew her then, but he said, I can see her in this picture.
Well, she's a beautiful, long-limbed girl in a pretty green check dress with ruffle collar and beret. And looks like she has a bracelet or a watch on.
A watch, which to me is interesting. You know, who had watches?
She was wearing glasses.
And those glasses, I'm trying to think how much those glasses cost. She wasn't doing well in school, and they wondered why. And finally, the teacher said, I don't think she can see. And the doctor would not even examine her until they paid up front.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was, you know, times were hard. And I don't know how much those glasses cost. Maybe they weren't even more than $10. I don't know.
I'm sure they were a lot at the time.
Yeah, they were. And so...
Well, you've got to have some other pieces here that are nature. Let's talk about your nature's pieces, and you've got some spirituality here.
Well, that is purely made up. That is acrylic and oil.
And it's Calvary, three crosses, and white doves flying into a stormy, either dawn or dusk.
The storm is here, and the light is coming in here, and they're flying up. Oh, I've had some interest in that one. Not everybody knows that the things in here are for sale.
Oh.
Because I can't put prices on them.
I see.
But there's a price sheet over there on the table.
Okay.
So I don't know how that's different. This is my grandson Mike and my granddaughter Angie, two different families all together.
And they're dismantling whatever's in some cupboards.
Well, whatever was keeping them happy and quiet. And my daughter, her mother, used to drag everything out of the cupboard, and Roy would come home from seminary, and there would be pots and pans all over the floor, and he'd say, how do you stand it? And I said, keeps her happy, keeps her out of trouble.
You have this gift of capturing faces and
I like to.
Moods and emotions, and just I see how flexible those babies are, just climbing into things. It's just, is it a gift, or did you learn how to do that?
It's a gift first.
It's a gift first.
It's a gift first,
I don't think no matter how much practice I had, I could do it.
No, it's a gift first, and it has come down through my mother's side of the family. Her mother was a self-taught artist. Her great-uncle was also. Her two brothers were commercial artists. That also is made up.
Hummingbirds. Beautiful hummingbirds. Beautiful colors, different pinks and turquoise and colors that are rare in nature. Like the light, you can capture those colors only when the light is perfect. Are they made up colors?
Made up colors?
Are they made up?
Yes and no.
More in depth after this. continued my conversation with the artist, Rowena Hoover.
And this one, we've been to the Great Smoky Mountains a couple of times. And that is pastel.
You captured the light here beautifully in the mountains. You're having, I can tell you have fun with this, don't you?
I do.
You sit down, you don't sit down to paint or draw. You sit down and have fun, don't you?
Well, both. A little bit of both. You have to want to do it, of course. There's one family in Keswick that I have painted pictures for at least 50 years. All of started with their six children about the age of three. I never want anything posed. It's always a candid shot. Then as those kids grow up and move away, they take their picture with them. Then I'm doing their spouses. I'm doing their grandchildren, which is, you know, the grandchildren of the woman who first hired me 50-some years ago.
So you've got generations.
And I'm not done yet. She just sent me a picture a couple days ago of two of her grandchildren brushing a cat with a whisk broom.
So are you still taking commissions like that?
Sure. I'm going to die with a paintbrush in my hand. I hope. I hope.
What a wonderful thought.
And this, Pigeon River. We would go once a year to great-grandma's house. That's her there. And have a family reunion.
And this is every color, every possible green
just,
one can imagine.
Just
a river
about.
With some blues down the middle. And a boat.
And I remember that. And my mother's cousins all lived around, 11 kids. And, of course, the river was home to them. And they would take us on the... in the canoe or in the rowboat, and I was terrified. I knew we were going to fall over and drown.
We must have come to terms with it because this is very idyllic.
Mm-hmm. And that's also from a little black and white. Mm-hmm. And of course, my mother's cousins, the boys, would hang a rope from the tree and scream like Tarzan and fly out over the river and drop in. And they were all older than me. I had a crush on them.
You know, when long ago, I was one of those boys doing that, too. We used to do that, too.
Yeah.
Did boys still do that, you think?
I don't know whether they know how.
Grab a vine. We used to do it riding fast on a horse, grab a vine, and go into the river.
I don't know. I don't know whether boys have time to do that. I don't know whether boys know how to do that. Somebody must live in the country and have, or have access to a pond or a river.
I bet they'd figure it out if they put their electronics down.
I think so. I think so. And this is my mother, and obviously again from a little black and white.
Your mother, the co-ed.
The mother, the co-ed.
Sitting in a courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and everybody can come and see this. How it's going to be here till the 28th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Pella Community Center.
Mm-hmm. And the hours, 7:30 to 4:30.
Thanks to Rowena Hoover for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.